cut off and ended in a tape there because I was talking real fast. I saw it coming. And not really much to say. I'm still loafing around. It's about 9:30 now, and I've had a couple of Cokes. And wait a minute, I'm going to take another drink. I live pretty close to the beach up here, and we've been averaging between 105 and about 115 degree temperatures up here for the last, oh, 2-3 weeks. It's pretty hot. And as soon as we do, on our day off, all we have to do is about 3-4 hours of work getting the company area squared away, you know, sandbagging the tents. As long as we've been up here, we've been flying so much that we haven't really had a chance to get our own area squared away yet. And upon doing that, we'll be eating lunch, and then we'll be heading out to the beach. We'll take a Huey out there, take everybody's been on, and we're going to take a Huey down there, and all the officers that's been working, and all the EM and everything else. We can carry about, say, a crew of four, we can carry 7 passengers, possibly 8 without packs, so that's 8 and 4, that's 12 people out of Huey will pack around. Take several sorties out there to the beach, and we'll stay up the rest of the afternoon at the beach. And there are some nice sites. Wonder Beach is a new establishment they're setting up here in I-Corps for first log commands, bringing in supplies and so forth to supply the I-Corps. It's a real nice beach down there. The waters are clear. It's sort of like, actually, to compare it with something, it's like the Panama City Beach. The white sand, and it's real shallow, and it goes for miles and miles. And so that's what we'll be doing this afternoon. But as soon as I get done with this tape, I got to go go get a deuce and a half truck and start getting some sandbags up here and then start putting my walls up. Oh, other than that, not much has happened. Since we moved out of the Ashaw, I see there's about a week and a half ago, I guess, 2 weeks. We've just been hauling regular missions just like we did in early I-Corps and back in Bong Song, just log and CAs and so forth. And we got another Oregonian just busted his way into tent here. So there's not really much to say, just doing our regular work. Plus we've had a few off-the-wall missions like the Sneaky Pete's, the Special Forces, which I'm just getting too short to do anymore, I'll tell you right now. We see, today's the 28th, so I've got 71 days and a wake up from till I de-rose. Now, I should be getting my orders, like I said in the first part of the tape, in the next couple of weeks, and I'll let you know exactly when I'll be leaving Vietnam, and as near as I can tell, when I'll be getting in into Fort Lewis, or in the McCord Air Force Base. The reason there's so much to screw up here is that I've got to go all the way from my present location, Quantry. I've got to go all the way back to Anke, and I go back by Caribou and everything else, and space available, so C-123s and C-130s. So it might take me a couple days just to get to Anke, and once I get to Anke, I'll be processed out of the 1st Cavalry Division, turn in all my stuff that's been issued to me all the time I've been here, throw away everything, so when I come back, I left home with a suitcase. I'm going to come back with a shirt on my back plus very few odds and ends. I don't want to carry very much of anything. And there's not much I really want to keep as far as clothes or anything I picked up over here except what I will, in fact, bring back. And then I'll go to Cameron Bay. Cameron Bay, out process, out of the country. And that could take a day or two, and it might take longer. And then depending on flights, when I'll exactly get out. But whenever I leave here, I'll get in states the day before I left here. In other words, I go through the time zone. So I imagine I'll be leaving here the 8th or 9th of August. I'll be getting in the states the 7th or 8th of August. Or if I get some sort of drop, I might be there even earlier. And if I get screwed up as far as processing goes or something like that, I might be later. I just have to depend on my order. So that's why I really can't tell you when I'm going to be home. And for a long time there, I was thinking about surprising and just showing up, you know, but that's going to be too hard to do. I mean, well, that won't be hard to do, but I'd like to just keep you posted when I'm going to get home. So there won't be any use to go to San Francisco. And also, here's another possibility. I just might go to Oakland instead of McCord. I might go to Travis. So, like I said, there's just so many variables that I wouldn't really plan on anything until I actually got home. I was just thinking here, just sort of smiling back, thinking of the last leave I had, and then just thinking back here. Okay, about that money that you say you want to borrow, just go ahead and borrow, and then don't bother about the interest, because that's a bunch of stupidity anyway. I'm not out to make money in that manner. What I was thinking, though, is that make sure you have a credit card ready for them when I get home, because that's pretty helpful. And if you've got two of them, well, I don't know. See, I'll be making, be 21 as soon as I get home, or after, thereafter. I might be able to get myself my own credit card. I might check into that when I get back. But anyway, I'd like to use one of yours in the same way we did it last leave. It's a lot easier than carrying cash around and paying for my gas and so forth that way. Also, it's been, well, it's been a year, so I think you're, I had kind of run out of things to say. I've really been kind of dead around here. But we've had a, well, let's see. I can't really think of much to say. First thing we did when we got up here, we got all of our bunkers built and the floors put in the tent and most of the sandbags up. And then after that, it went stale. And the rain stopped raining and dust started blowing, so now our big project's laying Pentaprime down on all the dust so it doesn't blow around. Pentaprime, I guess, is what the Army calls the oil substance you oil roads with, a gravel road. You. But it works real good on dirt, too, for a while, as long as you keep Pentaprime in it. And it, after a while, it turns up sort of a pavement with holes in it, and it's the whole idea of it is to keep dust down, not particularly to make it easy on the vehicles, because all Army vehicles are sturdy, you know, and they don't really need a paved road. In fact, they'd probably prefer it that it wasn't paved. And I might say we got a parachute put up in our tent here. Okay, and I don't know, there's not really much to say. And I wrote the last tape. Now, I'm real interested in seeing this deal on the 21st. What exactly is that? And if maybe I get the paper before you answer, or maybe not, I don't know. But I'm just going to have to stop here a while and think of something to say. Well, it's about 7:25 now, same day, and we've had a little bit of a disaster area here. Not probably what you're thinking. Well, I went to the beach about right after lunch, went to the beach, and we got out there, and it was about an hour swimming around, and it got cloudier and cloudier. And finally, a full-fledged thunderstorm broke loose with a regular Arizona-type cloud burst. So we got in the bunker there and kept dry. Coming back, we just got back about, oh, not a half an hour ago. We found out our big bunker officers club here has got about 6 inches of water in it and about 6 inches of mud on one end and about half an inch at the other end where it just sort of slid downhill. 12 inches of mud, my buddy says over there. And about a half inch of water. Okay, anybody else? Okay. And the AM bunker's got about 3 feet in it. 3 feet of water and mud in it. Oh, 3 feet, I think's better. And apparently the floor floated. A couple of guys in our tent here, you can always tell a new guy, he's got a hole to sleep in. Ken Wigger's hole filled up full of water, but it's not too bad. So other than that, it was a regular torrential downpour here, and we had a heck of a dust problem, and now we don't have a dust problem anymore, needless to say. So that's about what happened since I left the last time. Went down to the beach. We went down there, and a helicopter dropped us off, went back, got another sortie, and then dropped the next bunch off. We went swimming out there. The water is actually about the same as water in Panama City. I realize you don't know what the water in Panama City is like, but I'd say water's in the 60 degrees or so. Gulf of Tonkin, sand's white, it's real beautiful. I got a couple of pictures, and we're right there at the Wonder Beach where all the ships come in and resupply I-Corps. I guess I told you about that before. We took down our air mattresses, you know, and puddled around out there a while and just really dug ourselves and had a lot of fun. That lasted until, of course, the rainstorm. And then after that, we had a big war story session down in a bunker, about 10 of us down there talking. So that was, all in all, a pretty good one. And tonight I've had one of the best dinners I've ever had since I've been in Vietnam. And I'll just go ahead and tell you what it was. We had spare ribs, and we had green beans, Blue Lake type. We also had ice cream.
Thanks to the new mess officer.
Thanks to the new mess officer. He's my next door neighbor here. He's spouting off again. See, I had ice cream, had orange juice, fresh peach pie, fresh milk, which happens about once in a blue moon, and what else we have? All mashed potatoes, of course. and that was just about it. And that was, I have to admit, a very outstanding meal. Since I was out there, it was a good thing, too, was I didn't take any sodas out there or anything with me, so I got out on the beach and got hungry and thirsty and everything else. Well, now it's 8 o'clock. I start the movie again here. This reel I found here in the bottom of my ammo box, I guess I got it from somebody else, but it sure had a lot of tape on it. This seemed like this thing lasting forever. And what I'd like to do on... I don't know what I'm going to do, to tell you the truth. I was thinking about getting a song, like a first part of this tape on every tape. It just so happened that the song that was on the first part of this tape was a reprint off another tape, off a tape recorder of this nature. So all the static had got incorporated into it by playing off a small, inexpensive tape recorder. And then I played it again, or recorded again off a small, inexpensive tape recorder, and then it added that much more static to it because I was using a small, inexpensive tape recorder. So if you can figure that out. But each time I get one, I think I'll just throw a song in the front of it if I can get one recorded some of these days, and we should be pretty good. But I guess, like you said, in a long tape a long time ago, there's no law against not finishing it up. Also, I've got a total of, let's see, let me count here in a second. I've got a 11 bars. I finish this one on my camera and get it all the pictures taken. I'm going to send them all home. And I have a little problem. I'm out here sharing. We're doing the post office box is back at Evans. And I don't get down there often enough to get down to mail these things. So I'm just sort of keeping them until I get a good chance. Also, brown paper is hard to come by and so forth. But when I ever get a chance to go down, I'll definitely mail them to you. And I guess that's about all I can say for now. Except that... I'm about due for another care package, I believe. That cheese was outstanding. I got a Velveeta cheese and some smoked cheese and some Safeway cheddar, and it was all real good. And I got some crackers, but I can sure use some more now. I'll end this tape by saying that I've carried 1,000 tons of cargo and 5,000 troops, or pardon me, 10,000 troops in the tour I've been here so far.